I keep telling him he's going to pierce himself shut one day, but what can you do?
DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco.
I thought it was Mary at the Pirate Radio.
Oh, well, I don't know where I'm at somewhere.
Well, if you're tuning in, that means that you downloaded the show, and I feel very sorry for you. But thanks for coming, and thanks for downloading. This is Digital Flood Pirate Radio off of digitalflood.com. And this week we're going to have on Jeff, who is going to be talking about Musicians Against Pirate Radio. So we'll have him on a little bit later. It is, I'm doing this kind of late because I always do everything late. It's official Bring Your Daughter to DJ Day. So my daughter's here. You want to say hi? No, she's shaking her head no. You don't want to say anything? What's your favorite princess?
I'm biting you right now.
Ow! Well, I just got bit. I think that's our cue to go to the music.
I like Ariel.
Oh, you like Ariel. Well, we're going to go to the music, and we'll be back, right?
Yep.
DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco.
Pirate Radio, let's go.
You should have seen it in your eyes. that makes me angry. And when Dr. Evil gets angry, Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset. And when Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset, people die!
DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio. We're bringing in Jeff Heaton now. He does not know this, but he's on Pirate Radio, and he's actually an anti-pirate radio advocate. Mary, why don't you go and you bring him into the studio now?
Okay.
So here he comes. Okay. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, how you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. Nice to have you on the show. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here, Chris. You know, I really want to get this message out about the pirate radio. You know, I think it's really important for your listeners to really get a good understanding of the dangers of pirate radio, not only against fellow musicians as myself, but also against our economy.
Really?
You know? Yeah, really, really. An important point I should bring up is that when people aren't buying CDs, they're listening to pirate radio instead. A lot of the times,
really,
I've read studies, Chris. People are listening to pirate radio instead of going out and buying CDs.
Now why would they do that? I mean, like, instead of like a whole CD, are they interested in the variety that pirate radio offers? Kind of is it for thrills? Is it like being a coke mule for the Mexican mob?
No, Chris. It's really about listening to music for free instead of paying for it. And, you know, everybody including myself likes things for free. Okay, everybody likes getting things for free now and then. Okay, but this music isn't free. It's stolen. It's stolen from musicians like me, Chris. And, you know, I think it's really important that we tell our listeners that, you know, if you, I can listen to music on the radio, you know, on the radio over the air, AM/FM radio, which is, you know, with the radio stations, they you know, they buy the rights to the music.
There's even satellite radio now.
There's even satellite radio, Chris. We can listen to satellite radio. We can listen to AM/FM radio. But I'm telling you, pirate radio is just no good.
I couldn't agree even more.
Yeah.
I mean, Mary has been a big advocate against pirate radio ever since she was 8, and she was kidnapped by radio pirates and forced to listen to Debbie Gibson on 24-hour Debbie Gibson teen bop radio.
Oh, I'm scarred for life.
How traumatic. Are you okay from that incident? I mean, that could bring scarring. Even years later, you could feel that.
So it runs deep here.
Oh, yeah, my God. Yeah. I just wanted to also mention that I've actually started an organization. Me and a couple other musicians have started this. It's called the MAPA, the Musicians Against Pirate Radio.
So it's like Mapier.
No, it's just Musicians Against Pirate Radio, Chris. It's nothing.
Mapier would sound cool, though. It makes it sound sort of French.
Yeah.
French are in the news a lot right
well,
now.
Well, we don't like the French either, Chris.
Oh.
Our studies show that the French are one of the biggest advocates for pirate radio. The French listen to pirate radio almost more than Americans.
That would make sense, though, because they don't speak English, and we know everyone who doesn't speak English is probably a communist.
And they listen to pirate radio, and that makes them even worse.
Yeah.
I would suggest that nobody go to France, nobody talk to anybody that's in France, because this is a growing problem, Chris, and we gotta nip it at the bud, we gotta cut it off right away, we can't let this go any further.
Well, I once again, thank you for coming here and letting us know about that.
Yeah.
So,
All right, Chris, you know, I enjoy being here, I enjoy getting my message out, and thanks for letting me on here, Chris, to talk about this.
Okay. Yeah. DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco. Bye.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Now back to the music.
It's not right out. It got to me. Gonna get me lips they speak lies and misery.
Situation has not improved. We'll be right back.
back. DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco.
Still here with Jeff.
Yeah, hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
You look a little concerned, though. I mean, Chris, something's on your mind.
I am concerned here. I am concerned. About something I heard you say before. Now I don't know if I heard you wrong or if it was just a misunderstanding. Did you say the words pirate radio?
No.
I thought you said that before.
No.
Chris.
No. I said a lie rat fadia. Which is like it's the what the kids talk when they're doing. Like, it's like a kid term. You know, you've heard of dope and cool.
Yeah.
High-fat fadio is just like the new way of saying, oh, that's really a good talk.
Yeah, you know, I've been up for a while, and, you know, I haven't gotten much sleep lately. This whole thing's been driving me nuts with the pirate radio. And
Understandably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, sometimes I'll just hear something somewhere, and I don't know where it came from. I'm glad it was just a big misunderstanding.
I think we should just recap and just pretend like, you know, you never heard it.
Yeah, right, okay.
It'll be okay.
Okay, sure.
So, from the top of the show, what we had here so far is we started off with Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath doing Paranoid. I think we did that before. Ozzy rules, so it's important to do that. And then we did Bon Jovi with Runaway, which is always a bar sing-along classic. I like singing to Bon Jovi in the bar because I'm a loser. Black Label Society, Battering Ram. And then we had Def Leppard, Promises. And then after that, we had Dokken with Into the Fire. Mary's just made aware that they're still a band.
What?
Yeah, great.
What's a Dokken?
Okay. And Guns N' Roses off of the classic Appetite for Destruction, Rocket Queen, favorite GNR song. And then after that, we had Iron Maiden with Ghost of the Navigator, another great band. They just got back together with their lead singer about half a year ago.
That is a great band, Chris. I paid my share for a ticket to see that show. You know, I would have liked to get in for free, but...
But you can't.
You gotta pay for something like this. You gotta pay for great entertainment. I'm proud to pay for that kind of entertainment, Chris.
Me too.
Me too.
You know, when you go to a show, you're really supporting the musicians.
When I'm buying a ticket, I'll say to Mary, I bought a ticket that's Pirate Fadia. I mean, it's just... We support that.
Yeah.
It's totally Pirate Fadia.
Pirate Fadio.
And... Chris, I don't understand exactly what that means. That's not French, is it?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No, it's... All right.
The only thing I know how to say French is J'aime ton foiselle, which means I love your fake
God,
bird.
Oh, God, Chris, don't say that.
Oh, sorry.
I can't stand the language, I can't stand the people, and I certainly can't stand hearing it.
Sorry, I'll never let that happen again.
Okay.
Well, we'd like to thank you for coming by once again.
Thanks, Chris. It's great to be here. Great to get the message out. And if you hear pirate radio, please, you know, call the number, which we haven't actually gotten our 1-800 number together yet. But when we do, you know, we'll come back on the program. You know, we'll tell you a little bit more about it once the organization has gotten underway, and we'll let you know how to stop it.
Much like Chutney, I'm with you.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of Pirate Fadio, it's time for Mary's Scene Clip of the Week.
Scene Clip of the Week!
All right. Do you even know what it is this week?
Just
name something off the top of your head.
I guess I'll do the Every Time I Die song featuring Gerard. It's their new single. And off their new CD, Gutter Phenomenon.
All right, yeah. We're going to go right into that then. Keep it tuned here, DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco.
Doing all the things that are Pirate Fadio. What?
I can't pronounce that.
We're off. Started stabbed on the beat of my despair and slumber. Dumb and wildly we've become. Back of door is an all black lung, it's horrific. Uninviting and pliable. With a noble reference of strength that she gave for us. Far into our hands of lawlessness. Never mind the faithless courage of shame or the bravery of oblivion. When I'm out, her mind, never coming back. So time is what it's.
Fear me if you dare.
DJ Digital Flood. We'll be right back.
What would you say you do here?
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
Thank you. too long to be giving this. Can a God be forgiving this?
I had a light that shine across my mind.
Rarely see it anymore.
Now it is mostly dark, except for spots.
Can't remember what they're for.
The dream defiled,
the never-ending metaphor.
I am the Wizard Oz, result and cause.
Never look behind the door.
DJ Digital Flood back again.
Mary at the Disco.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio. Aw, my poor daughter's sick. You gonna say hi now, George? No?
I'd like to say hi. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, hi.
No?
Hi.
Is that a hi?
Hi.
No. Well, that's another episode.
Hi, hi.
And, But before we close out the show, I want to review. And we got a special guest today, Mary.
Yes, we do.
A second special guest.
Yes, we do.
Well, yes, you. You're a special guest, always. But we have someone else here today, too. But first, like I said, let's review. Every Time I Die.
With Kill the Music.
That's Mary's scene clip of the week.
Yeah, that's their single. Well, actually, they only have Gerard on it in Europe. Because he couldn't make the video for America.
And then we have... Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You cut me off.
We're all, like, sick. We all got colds, so we're all not doing very well. Megadeth, Hangar 18, classic track. Barry doesn't remember that one either. And then we finished up with Sabotage, Morphine Child. Really long song.
What?
Now, last week, if you remember, we had Macho Man Randy Savage on. And he was talking some garbage, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Talking some smack.
Well, I was out trimming the hedges again, and you'll never believe a walk by this week.
You shake your butt.
No, I wasn't shaking my butt. But I did have someone come up and tell me that he wanted to be on my show. I'd like to welcome Hulk Hogan.
Let me tell you something, brother. I heard what you said last week, Macho Man. And let me tell you, I didn't like it one bit, brother. You know, I've been doing push-ups on Pluto.
What?
I've been doing jump ropes on Jupiter, brother. I'm ready for you, man. I'm ready for you, dude. And whenever you're ready, Macho Man, I'm gonna kick you.
Hulk, I just want to let you know, Macho Man was talking a lot of smack.
Yeah, hell yeah, it was, brother. He was talking a lot of smack.
And I'd like to let you know that, like, he had said a lot of things that he probably shouldn't have been saying.
Oh, you're right, brother. He shouldn't have been saying one thing he should have been saying. Especially because I could kick him up and down your road, brother. I could kick him up and down the block. I could kick him all over the town. I'll kick him up to Mars, Jupiter, Pluto, Uranus, and every planet in between, brother.
Well, you know, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show.
All right, brother, you just let that Macho Man know. If you see him next time, Hulk Hogan is ready for him. Now let me ask you this, Macho Man. What are you gonna do when Hulk Hogan comes for you?
It's no one's ever known.
I gotta ask you a side question. I've seen your show.
Yeah, brother.
Hulk Hogan knows best.
Yeah, brother. Yeah.
Good show. Good show.
That's a good show. You like it, huh? Oh, good.
Oh yeah.
What do you think about me and your daughter?
No way, brother. No way. Chris, is this what you brought me on the radio to tell me, brother? Because I'm looking at you right now, brother, just like I've been looking at Macho Man.
Well, I mean, maybe it's the beard. I'm sorry.
Brother, you better stop right there. You best stop right there, brother. Let me get my hands around your neck. These big pythons. Get them right around your neck.
Wow.
You ever see it? I ever see you cutting the hedges again, brother? In front of my house. There's gonna be trouble, brother. Big trouble. I'm out of here, dude.
DJ Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Mary at the Disco.
Let's close it out.
DJ Digital Flood's a little wounded now.
To your eyes, sweet cherry pie. my daughter no more.